I wish I were Jean-Luc Picard. I don't think it would be that hard to sip Earl Grey and save the day while boldly going through the stars. Or maybe I'd be Captain Mal, a shining six gun as my pal. Sexy, broken, full of jokes, even as things have gone to hell. Oh, I wish I were Starship Captain.
Please be warned, this is an explicit podcast. If you don't like it, you can go yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Geeks Explicitly. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Here on Geeks Explicitly, we discuss all aspects of geek life. We are a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. You can find out more about our podcast network by heading on over to trollitc.com/TCPN. On today's episode of Geeks Explicitly, we have the most wonderful and horrific dice rolling game that you will ever encounter. Yes, we're going to be talking about Zombie Dice. Zombie Dice is one of my all-time favorite games. It's been a game that has won awards. It's actually the Origins 2011 winner for the family or children's or party game category. And it is a game that was very popular at Gen Con two years ago. You may have seen people, if you were at Gen Con that is, you may have seen people playing it, waiting in lines. For other events, they pulled out their zombie dice and they started rolling those dice on the floor and seeing who could get the most brains. So in Zombie Dice, you play as a zombie. How awesome is that, right? Who doesn't love zombies? So you play as a zombie and you and the other people playing are trying to get brains. You're trying to capture people and eat their brains because zombies like brains. And as a zombie, you love the brains. You like all types of brains, but the bigger the better, because big brains are tasty brains, right? In the game, there are three different colored dice. You have green dice, yellow dice, and red dice. Green dice have... All of the dice have these three symbols on them. They have brains, feet, and shotgun blasts. Green dice, however, have more brains than shotgun blasts. They have the grand total of three brains, and everything else has less brains than that. Yellow is a 50-50 split, basically, of brains to shotgun blasts to feet, and red dice have more shotgun blasts than anything. They are very bad if you pull them out. Luckily, the green dice are the most abundant dice in the game. Yellow are the second most abundant, and red only have three in the game. The game comes in this really cool kind of cardboard container. It's this round tube, has pictures of zombies on it. It's a Steve Jackson game, so you know it's going to be really good. And all the dice are in there, and you shake them up, and you shake them, and then you pull three dice out without looking to see what colors you got. You got to just put your hand in there and yank them out, and don't pay any attention to what you got. And then once you pull them out, you roll those dice, and whatever side happens to be face up is the side you get. Now, if you get a brain, that means you captured one person and you get a brain. If you get a bunch of feet, that means the person ran away. They were too fast for you. You're a slow zombie, not one of those Romero zombies. If you get a shotgun blast, that means a person turned around and freaking shot you in the face. If you get three shotgun blasts at any point during your turn, you lose all of the brains you had accumulated. So we're going to pretend that I'm rolling these dice and I happen to get, oddly enough, a green dice, a yellow dice, and a red dice. And I go and I'm shaking them and I'm shaking them in my hands and I let them out. And the red one goes, oh, shotgun blast. The yellow one goes, oh, feet. And the green one goes, oh, brain. So I could be like, okay, I got one brain. And I could write down that I had one brain. And I could end my turn there. I could be like, I'm going to bank that one brain. Or I could say, do you know what? I get that one brain. And then I'm going to grab another dice out of the tube, roll those three dice, and see what comes up. But I have to keep in mind that since I got that shotgun blast, I'm not just grabbing one dice out of the tube. I'm grabbing two. So I have one brain and one shotgun blast put aside. So since I got the two dice and I'm rolling those, wah, 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 I roll them and I get two more shotgun blasts. So that would mean I would lose that one brain. The goal of the game is to be the first zombie or first player to get to 13 brains. If there's a tie, you do one more round and you see how it's going to go. And whoever ends up with the most number of brains at the end of the game wins. This is a really fun game, and like I said, I have been talking about this game for a long time. I do a gaming blog over at wargamingforums.com. If you're a fan of my other podcast, Wargaming Recon, you will know that I talk about wargamingforums.com, the blog's web address, and I talk about it all the time. And if you've been a longtime fan of that show, and I know this is a little cross-promotion, and not everyone who listens to Geeks Explicitly listens to Wargaming Recon or goes to my other stuff, but if you happen to have been a longtime fan of Wargaming Recon, you might be familiar with my holiday gift guides. And every year, over at wargamingforums.com and on my podcast, Wargaming Recon, I do a holiday gift guide where I give suggestions for different price ranges, for gift ideas for the gamer and the geek in your life. I figure, you know, there you might not know what another gamer or geek needs. There might be people in your life who don't understand what gamers and what geeks like, and they need some ideas for what to get you guys, what to get us, right? So I try to make it a little easier for people. And Zombie Dice has been in my list the past few years, and it's topped my list at least once as the best overall gift to get the gamer or geek in your life. I adore Zombie Dice. It is fantastic. And like I said, Steve Jackson did the game. It's a Steve Jackson game. You can't go wrong with the game. Will Wheaton actually had covered it. He does this video podcast, in case you're not aware. It's called Tabletop. We'll have a link to it in our show notes, which you can get to by going to trollitc.com/GE14. That's right, GE14. And we'll have a link to the Will Wheaton video podcast. But his podcast is called Tabletop, and he played Zombie Dice with a few people, and they had a lot of fun. He's done all sorts of other games on there. Wheaton likes the game. They had a blast. Like I said, it's a Steve Jackson game. It's won an award at Origins 2011. But what makes it extra cool, in addition to the fact that you're rolling dice and that you could play with one other person, you could play with 1 million other people. But God, that would take you a long time to play that game. I'm not sure I'd want to be playing Zombie Dice with 1 million other people. You're just forever waiting for it to be your turn. And then, can you imagine the record keeping on that? Oh, I need another pad of paper here. I just went through all of it for the first 500 people to keep track of how many brains they got. You're just always waiting for someone to be like, oh, you got your third shotgun blast. You're out of the game. You're done. And wait till next turn. But it take forever. So clearly don't play Zombie Dice with 1 million people. And you could play with just one other person. It's possible. I don't recommend it. I prefer playing with more than one other people. The more the merrier. They suggest that you play with at least one other person. You could play this solo, actually. You could do a solo game of Zombie Dice. I've done that, too, as a way to kind of play test things and just see how it goes. More recently, and this is a cool thing, more recently, there is a Zombie Dice 2. It's called Double Feature. This is an expansion for the game, and it costs $7.95 at your friendly local game store. I picked mine up at Battleground Games and Hobbies in Abington, Massachusetts. I also picked up the original at Battleground Games and Hobbies. I actually got a copy of it, I think, at their Plainville location. And then a cousin got my wife and I another copy of it. And we had been talking about it for so long and saying how much we like it. So one copy of the game is always in my car at any given time. The other copy stays here at home so that we can play it here at home. Or if we know we're going to be going out or whatever, we'll pack that one up too, just in case. But Zombie Dice 2 is the newest addition to my collection of games. And it is really interesting. It adds 3 new dice and a set of rules. The dice, there are a red one, there is a black one with pink icons on it, and then there's a black one with white icons. There are actually 2 games in this expansion. The first one is called Big Summer Action Movie. And in this, you're going to replace some of the dice that come in the original zombie dice. You will go ahead and you are going to reach into your zombie dice tube. It's tubo dice. You're going to reach into your tubo dice and you're going to take out two yellow dice. And you will replace them with the black dice, both the ones that have the white facings and the ones that have the pink facing. The pink facing dice represents, you guessed it, it represents a girl. And in the game, they call the girl the hottie. So she has some fantastic high heels, right, for her feet because she's extra speedy. So she gets three sides devoted to feet, three sides to her high heels so she can escape you, the zombie, because she's super fast. Two shotgun blasts because, you know, if you catch her, she's going to shoot you in the fucking face. What can I say? She's a scared, hottie girl, right? She's like, oh, fuck, I got to get away from these freaking zombies. And then when you get her, she's like, oh, shit, eat this, motherfucker. And she just pulls out the shotgun and shoots you in the face. The last side is a brain. So if you happen to catch her and then avoid the shotgun blast, which, good luck to you, buddy. If you happen to do that, you got yourself a brain. Now, the white dice represents the hunk. So the hunk, right? The hunk and the hottie. Interesting. So the hunk, he has two sides devoted to feet, so he's pretty fast. Two sides devoted to shotguns, so he's likely to shoot you in the fucking face. And then he has one side with a double. That's right, a double shotgun blast. And then one side with a double brain. So you know what they say about, you know, the odds and how the bigger the chance of getting something cool, the more likely you're going to get hurt in the process? And I know that's not really the phrase, but I'm paraphrasing. So this possibility, you roll this dice, you get in two brains at one go, or you're going to get two shotgun blasts in one go. And then, of course, a lot of your sides are shotguns, so you're likely to get fucking shot in the face no matter what. And again, you play the game just like you normally do. You're trying to get to 13 brains because you are a zombie. And you're trying to go and get the brains and be all, I eat my 13 brains and so forth. Now, there are some other rules for that particular version of the game. However, I want to talk about one other game that you get in this. It's the game that uses the red dice. So this game is called Santa Claus Meets the Zombies. How cool is that? Perfect for the holiday season come winter, right? When you're going to celebrate Wintervale, you just pop this out and go, "Woo, we're playing Santa Claus Meets the Zombies." Now, what you should know about this dice is it's a red dice because, well, it's Santa, right? So it's a red dice, and one side has a brain, one side has a shotgun, one side has feet, and then the last three are special icons. Now, what you do is when you play this game, you're going to take one, just one of the green dice out of the tube-o dice. You're going to take one dice out of that tube-o dice, and then you're going to replace it with the Santa dice. Now, the Santa dice has some special icons on it that I mentioned. One of them is a helmet, and if you roll the helmet, you are a tough zombie. You keep that helmet die in front of you, and what that means is that instead of three shotgun blasts to kill you for that turn, you need four. So you can take those extra chances and push your luck and see what happens, because you don't need three shotgun blasts to kill you. You need that fourth one because you got the frickin' helmet from Santa. Now, Santa was really nice to you, wasn't he? One of the other options that you get on one of the sides is an energy drink. Now, you're a fast zombie, so you, again, want to keep the red Santa dice in front of you. And for the rest of your turn, starting on the roll immediately after you get the energy drink icon on the Santa dice, that all green feet you roll are automatically turned into brains. Now, like I told you before, the green dice has mostly brains on it, but then the second most numerous icon on there is feet. So chances are you're going to get brains or you're going to get feet. There's only one shotgun blast on there. Now, with this energy drink icon on the Santa dice, on the red Santa dice, you get that. And any green dice you get, you're talking about you're going to get freaking brains most of the time, right? And lastly, there is the double brain. So the double brain is on the red Santa dice, and it says, you didn't eat Santa's own brain, but he brought you the present you want most. You get two brains if you quit before you're shotgunned. So you're going to get that, and you get the two brains. Again, you want to make sure that you are the zombie who gets 13 brains first. So whether you're playing Santa Claus Meets the Zombies or you're playing Big Summer Action Movie with these special dice, the Hottie, the Hunk, and Santa Claus dice, you still want to get those 13 brains because that's a winning combination to win at Zombie Dice. And then finally, there is one other version of the game that comes in this expansion. And you're thinking, wait, Jonathan, you were saying that there are only two different ways to play this game in the expansion, that you get three dice, but two different ways. Well, you know, I wanted to keep something as a secret for all of you listeners so that you would have a reason to hang around and listen to hear this last bit. And the last one is called the direct-to-video sequel. Now, what you do here is you're going to put all three of these new dice, the Hunk, the Hottie, and Santa Claus dice, into the Tube-O dice, and you're going to take out one green and two yellow dice, because if you recall, playing Santa Claus Meets the Zombies means you take out one green dice, and if you're playing Big Summer Action Movie, you take out two yellow dice. So since you're putting all three dice, you're basically kind of combining both games into one. You're taking out the one green dice, the two yellow dice, and you're adding in the hero dice, which are the Hottie dice and the Hunk dice, and you're adding in Santa Claus red dice. Now, after you do that, it says the heroes can still rescue each other. They can also rescue Santa, and he can rescue them. That's rules that you'll find when you read the full rules for a Big Summer Action Movie. But you want to remember that the double brain icon on the Santa dice does not represent Santa himself. It's a Christmas present, so it is not affected if either hero throws a shotgun. So those are the three different ways that you can play zombie dice using the expansion. And if you add in the normal way with regular zombie dice, you get a total of four different ways to play zombie dice. And you get that with just the base game, which costs $13.13. And you're talking about using the expansion, which comes to a total of $7.95 for the expansion. And you get four different ways and countless hours of fun for playing this game. Now, just in case you're not one for the physical rolling of dice, right, and you prefer the electronic, you prefer to digitally play your games, there is an app for iOS devices. It works for the iPhone. It works for the iPad. I think it also works for iTouch, but I can't promise that it does because I haven't verified that, but I know it does for the iPad and it does for the iPhone. You can download Zombie Dice for those. I believe it's free. I'd have to double check, but look it up in the App Store. Double check the price. And you can download that and play it on your mobile device, your iOS device. It's a decent game. I don't love it, though, on the App Store, on the app itself. When I played it when it first came out, which was many months ago. And in some cases, it didn't follow the rules how they are supposedly written. So I'm not sure if that was a programming thing or maybe if everyone I played with and I have read the rules wrong or what it was. But the app just, it didn't seem to do things how it's supposed to, at least not all the time. But I mean, for a free app, for a way you can play, you get take out your iPhone and you're waiting in line. I'm going to play a little zombie dice while I just wait around and, you know, do some stuff. Nothing wrong with it. You can do that, absolutely. And again, double check me that it is, in fact, a free app, because if it's a free app, it's worth it. If not, I wouldn't pay for the app. It's, you know, it's decent, it's okay, but it's nothing fantastic. So that is my take on Zombie Dice. I would strongly recommend you head on over to your friendly local game store, wherever that happens to be, and pick up a copy of Zombie Dice and Zombie Dice 2 Double Feature. If they don't have them on the shelf, ask them to special order it. Chances are they will. I know that Battleground Games and Hobbies will. I know that all the places nearby will. Hobby Bunker does it. I know that The Wiz does it up in Westboro. If they don't have stuff, they will order it for you. They'll get it for you if they can. Worst case scenario, if you don't have a friendly local game store near you, it's not friendly, or whatever the case happens to be, you can't get to it or whatever, then try online. Amazon probably has it, and other online vendors probably have copies. Well, I've been plugging my other show a lot, but I do just want to mention that I released an episode not terribly long ago from the time that I'm recording this of Wargaming Recon. And on that episode of Wargaming Recon, I list the 5 reasons to not shop at your friendly local game store. So, of course, I am suggesting you buy Zombie Dice and Zombie Dice 2 double feature at your friendly local game store. But there would be reasons to not do that, and you can find out what those are if you listen to Wargaming Recon number 78, 5 Reasons to Not Shop at Your Friendly Local Game Store. And you can find out more about that and listen to the episode by heading on over to wargamingforums.com/WR78. I want to thank all of you for listening to this episode of Geeks Explicitly. I hope that you'll come back next time when we have a new episode of the show. Remember, you can get the show notes for this episode, episode 14, by going to trollitc.com/GE14. That's trollitc.com/GE14. And then you'll be able to get the show notes for this entire episode. We'll have links to everything that we discussed. We love getting feedback from everyone, so please give us your feedback. Send your thoughts about Zombie Dice. Send your thoughts about any of our previous episodes, what you thought about Cube of Death and how you felt about our top 10 lists on like the most epic movies and top sci-fi films and all the work on Joss Whedon that we had covered previously. Send all of your comments and all your feedback to us. Send an email to geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. We love getting feedback, and we do our best to read all of the feedback that we get, all of the emails, and who knows, it's possible that you might hear some of your feedback read aloud on the show on a future episode. So please be sure to send your feedback to us, geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. Of course, you can go to our show notes like I had suggested, and then you'll be able to find out how to contact us. You can leave a comment on the show notes, and you can also find out about all of the other shows on the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network. We are a proud member of the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network, and to find out more about it, please head on over to trollitc.com/TCPN. Once again, this is Jonathan J. Reinhardt thanking you for listening to this episode of Geeks Explicitly. Here at Geeks Explicitly, we love feedback. You can email us at geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Please check us out online by going to www.trollitc.com/geeks podcast. This show is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network. If you enjoy this show, you might like some of the other podcasts on the network. Every Wednesday is a new episode of Indie Talks with Troll ITC owner Ben Gerber. Ben chats with people involved with indie games, movies, and much more. Every Thursday is a new episode of Geeks Explicitly, hosted by yours truly. All aspects of geek life are discussed. Wargaming Recon comes to you on the 2nd and 4th Mondays of the month. I chat about historical and New England gaming. Monsters of the Shattered World, hosted by Troll ITC editor Brent Newhall, releases monthly. This story podcast details the adventures of a young scholar encountering strange monsters on a foreign planet. To learn more about the shows on TCPN, visit www.trollitc.com/TCPN. What is Wargaming Recon?
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. United States of America, was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
3,000 miles from home, an American army is fighting for you.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
Historical Wargaming for your ears, only at wargamingforums.com.
Oh, the humanity.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.